Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Melanie Barnum. She's a psychic medium, a popular author, intuitive counselor, life coach, reflexologist, and hypnotist who has been practicing professionally for more than 15 years. Melanie enjoys helping others discover their own greatness through individual and group sessions, workshops, and mentoring. Melanie is the author of many books, including The Book of Psychic Symbols, The Way to Greatness, The Steady Way to Greatness, Psychic Abilities for Beginners, Psychic Vision, and The Little Book of Psychic Development. All are available through Llewellyn Worldwide Publisher and at your major bookstores and Amazon.com. And for more information or for an autographed copy of one of her books, you can visit her website, which is on the World Wide Web, and it's melaniebarnum.com. Barnum is spelled just like it sounds, B-A-R-N-U-M. And so let me welcome Melanie. Melanie, how are you tonight?
Hi, David. I'm great tonight. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing great, too. I'm glad that you called in. I was wondering if I was going to hear from you, and thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me about your little book of psychic development. What is that about?
Well, it's pretty much exactly what the title is. The Little Book of Psychic Development is the cutest little book. It's a purple, the color of, you know, spiritual awareness, and it's a little pocketbook, and it has a ton of information in it to help you develop your psychic abilities, your intuitive awareness. And it's just a little manageable book. So if it's something that you're looking for, if you're looking for something to just be able to sit down and even read in a few hours, you'll be able to do that with this book. However, there's a lot of exercises in it, just like all my other books. So you might want to take a little more time to go back and to do all the exercises. I find that hands-on experience really helps you to develop better than just reading something. And I've
done
a lot of exercises. Yeah. So, you know, essentially, if you look at my Psychic Abilities for Beginners book, that's a little more expansive and it has, you know, a little more information, but the psychic development, the little book of psychic development is pretty much the same types of information. It's developing your intuition, but it shows you in a very clear and concise and easy way. And again, it's got a lot of exercises and a lot of examples and stories of true life psychic readings and intuitive development stories.
Can you give an example of an exercise that's in the book?
Sure. Well, one of the exercises in the book may be a simple meditation. So just kind of a grounding exercise that helps you to kind of get back or get to where you need to be to kind of help you experience how to tune into your psychic abilities and your intuition. One of the basic staples that I always say is to learn how to kind of ground yourself and to learn how to meditate. And when I say meditate, it doesn't have to be a, you know, a big 1 hour long session where you're sitting there with a meditation guru. it essentially can be a 1 minute thing where you just kind of slow yourself down and start to ground yourself. And I teach you how to do that in this book. I just opened up to an exercise in here called Can You Hear It? And we're talking about different psychic senses and which senses may be predominant for you. And the Can You Hear It exercise, I'll read it for you very quickly. Again, they're very quick, easy to follow exercises. You may or may not be predominantly clairaudient, which is clear hearing. But remember, either way is fine. One way to develop this ability is to listen to songs. Turn on the radio and try to decipher the words to the next 5 songs you hear. You may find that it is very easy, or it may be more difficult. Training your physical ears to listen helps you to hear with greater clarity when you use your clairaudience. Next, share your clairaudient abilities with a friend. Get together with someone who listens to or likes the same type of music. Take turns singing the songs in your mind. Using your clairaudience, try to hear what song the other is singing. If you found this exercise to be difficult, that's okay. You can keep practicing. If it was easy, great. You may have a strong sense of clairaudience. Now, like I said, this one is specifically about clear hearing or clairaudience. And a lot of the other exercises in here aren't specific about types of psychic abilities, but they're more generalized about, you know, anything else that has to do with developing your psychic abilities. In this book, there's also, at the end of every chapter, there's what we call tips. And a lot of times the tips are just basic little reminders of different things that either we've talked about in the chapter or different things that you've studied or maybe questions that people have had that I threw in some answers to. So on the end of chapter 2, on the tips page, it says, for the first one, slow your roll. Take just 1 minute to relax and meditate, and it will provide you with benefits for hours. And that's actually, it's so funny I opened up to that page, because that's actually what we just talked about. Just taking 1 minute to relax and meditate and ground yourself will really help you. The next tip here is comprehending psychic messages becomes much easier when you recognize the symbolic information we are receiving. So obviously in this chapter, we talked about symbols and how to understand symbolic information. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of different tips and exercises and, like I said, stories in the book that'll help you to understand and really recognize your psychic gifts.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful book. And just to let the caller on the line know, we will take your call in a while. Right now we're talking with Melanie about some of her books, and we're talking about The Little Book of Psychic Development, which is just exactly what it sounds like. It's to help you develop your psychic abilities. How important is the practice of meditation in order to develop yourself?
Well, you know, the thing about meditation is, like I said, a lot of people kind of mistake meditation for training with somebody. Meditation could be as simple as slowing down and taking, you know, a few deep breaths and going outside and digging your feet into the dirt and just kind of grounding yourself physically in that way. Meditation is very important because it helps you to get back into your body. It helps you to be present. The thing about meditation, like I said, is that it doesn't have to be long and drawn out. It doesn't have to be a difficult process. So, you know, for all of us, myself included, who say it's really, really hard to quiet your mind enough to meditate, it's really easy when you start off simple by just breathing, just relaxing for just 1 minute. It brings you back into your body, back into the present, and everything else just kind of melts away.
What do you do when you have thoughts while you're meditating?
Just acknowledge them and let them go. So, you know,
okay.
I mean, it happens to all of us. If you're sitting
right
there and you're trying to meditate and all of a sudden you're trying to relax and, you know, you think about, oh, I have to take the dog to the groomer. You know, it's okay. Just acknowledge it and then just let it go. You know, these are things that are on your mind. So they're going to pop up. It's okay.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about your card deck. I'm interested in hearing about that.
Ooh, I'm so excited about this. So When I wrote my first book, I have, what do I have? I have 5 books out now. I'm actually writing a 6th one as we speak. But when I wrote my first book, it's called The Book of Psychic Symbols. And I had a nagging feeling, you know, my intuitive sense in the back of my mind the whole time that I really need to develop a card deck called Psychic Symbols Oracle Cards. And it's taken me a while to do it, but I finally developed this card deck, and it's a deck, full-color deck. Right now, the way that I've produced them are they're tarot card size, so they're easy to work with, they're easy to hold, and they are a 44-card deck. And each card has a very colorful picture, an image of a symbol, and it has the name of the symbol on it, it has the image, and then it has a full description on what the card may mean for you. So the way that I suggest you use the cards is you look at what the word is, you know, what the actual symbol is, and you look at the actual picture, you look at the colors and how they make you feel and what you feel from the colors, and maybe how they connect to your chakra system, and then you also can read the description, which makes it much, much easier to do a reading. So anybody can pull a card any day, just like a card of the day. And I do a lot of cards on my Facebook page. I also have the cards on my website. So if you go onto my website over to the side, you can kind of pick a circle, and you'll see what I'm talking about. If you go to MelanieBarnum.com, you can click on one of the circles under the cards and that are scrolling, and it'll pull up a card for you. And so you can kind of read what your card is for that day. The cards are very colorful, and they have a full description on them. So even if you just wanted to do one card for the day, or, if you wanted to do a full-on reading, you could do either way. And anybody can use them, from beginners to experts, because, like I said, they have a full description. But then you can go deeper. You can take it even deeper. And it's funny, as we're sitting here talking, and we're on the radio, and speaking together, I pulled a card to use as an example, and I pulled microphone, which is very interesting. And the microphone card says, isn't that funny? And the microphone card says, is it time for you to speak up? If you feel like your voice is not being heard, you need to project so others will pay attention. Sing your thoughts, desires, and needs out loud so everyone can hear you. Communicate your messages clearly and with authority. It's your time to be center stage. Share your talent. So as you can see, the cards are very descriptive, and they have, you know, pretty good information for people.
Yes, they do. I was just looking at your website. I was distracted. Now,
okay. You're trying to look for those cards, right?
Yeah, right. Now, why don't you tell the listeners what kinds of services you offer in case they want to book a session with you? Because you do a lot of different types of services.
I think you listed a bunch of the things I do in the beginning, but what I mostly do now is intuitive sessions. And with an intuitive session or a psychic reading, I tell you psychically what I get from you, what the universe and your guides and your loved ones are telling me. And I also try and connect to whoever's deceased, whoever's around you that wants to just let you know that they're there. I also do reflexology, which is, kind of the pressure points on the feet or the hands to stimulate different zones in your body. And I am a Reiki master, though I don't usually practice Reiki so much anymore, unless it's in conjunction with like hypnosis or reflexology. I'm also a certified hypnotist. And I'm certified in many different modalities of hypnosis, including past life regression and psychic detective work. What else do I do? I guess my main passion is to do readings. I do a lot of in-office readings and a lot of phone sessions. And I like to teach. I'm actually headed to Washington next week, Washington, D.C., to teach a workshop about connecting your intuitive sense with your sexuality. And I'm teaching it for sex therapists and psychotherapists, and teaching them how to kind of discern and understand their intuitive sense with their clients, and also teach their clients how to tune into their own intuition.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I wish you luck with that. That sounds very interesting.
Thanks. Yeah, it's pretty diverse. You know, this kind of work lends itself to kind of overlapping in all different modalities of life. So I love what I do. I'm lucky.
Well, it sounds like you're blessed.
I truly am.
Yeah. Well, shall we take the call that we have?
Sure.
And we can come back and talk some more. I'm sure we'll get some more calls. This is area code 902. What's your first name, please?
My name's Shelley.
Hi, Shelley. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. Say hello to Melanie.
Great. Hi, Melanie.
Hi, Shelley. How are you?
Good. I was just scrolling through Facebook, and I follow you on Facebook. And
oh,
I saw
good.
That you were on the phone line, so I thought, oh, I'm going to call.
Nice.
So
perfect.
That's how I'm here. And I also went in, the radio host. And I'm sorry, because I didn't come in till like 7 minutes into the call. So I didn't hear the first part. However, I was on
That's
your
okay.
website looking at the oracle cards, and I picked
nice.
The one that said peace. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, anyway,
very nice.
So
That's
I,
a great one.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess I don't really know what to ask. Can I just get a general thing? I do have something that's kind of weighing on me at times. It's about a skill I have, and I'm wondering if I should pursue it or go in a different direction.
Shelley, I think that you could definitely pursue it. I think that it might be a good thing for you. I do see you
okay.
going in a different direction later on, but I think that this
okay.
would be a good, kind of a good jumping off point or a good starting point or a good place for you right now. So I
okay.
do think that it's a good idea, but I do think that you're going to be doing something a little different later on. So for right now, yes, I think you should pursue it. In a year or two, I actually see you either adding something to it or changing it up a bit.
Okay, yeah, that's what I've kind of always felt about it, is that
oh, okay,
it needs
good.
To be different. Yeah, so.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's
sense.
A good idea for now. It kind of makes sense to me, too. It feels like you should do something with it, but I think that it will change. It'll morph into something else. Or,
okay.
you'll, like I said, you'll add something to it or you'll bring something else along with it. You'll change
okay.
it a little bit, change it up.
Okay, that sounds good.
Does that feel right
All right.
to you?
Yes, yes, it does.
Okay, great. Shelley, while you're on the phone, I'm going to pick another card for you. I know you just picked the peace sign. Let's see which card I
yeah.
picked for you.
All right.
Oh, this is so funny. Okay, so these two cards I always think go pretty well together. You picked the peace sign, and I just got the smiley face for you.
Yeah.
I think that's a pretty good one, too. Oh.
That works good. Yeah.
Yeah. So the smiley face says, is everything falling into place? Allow yourself to experience happiness. You should know that the universe is smiling upon you in appreciation for who you are and what you're accomplishing. Now is a perfect time to tune into your joy guides from the other side that support you to spiritually, emotionally, and physically experience an abundance of delight. So this is interesting because you asked, is now a good time to pursue your gifts or your talents? Your
yes.
skills, and I think they're saying, yeah, now is the perfect time.
Wow. Oh, that sounds
yeah.
great then. Yeah.
That's definitely validation, right? Good job.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, thank
All right,
you.
Shelley, it was great to meet you.
Yes. I continue to follow you on Facebook.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Take care.
You
Thanks
too.
For calling, Shelley.
You're welcome.
Feel free to continue to listen if you'd like.
Okay.
Well, Melanie, what should we talk about? I'm going to ask you to draw some cards for me a little bit later, but what would you like to talk about tonight?
Oh, I don't know. So I did mention that I'm writing a new book,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, before we went live, we talked a little bit about how busy life has been, and I am working on my sixth book, and that's kept me kind of, you know, inside, working, plugging away on the computer for a while. So my sixth book that I'm working on right now is called Psychic Abilities Beyond Beginners. So you know, most of the books I've written can be used by people that are just starting out, or, you know, intermediate users. Some of them can be used by advanced practitioners, people that are already practicing, because there's a lot of information. There's kind of a wealth of knowledge in a lot of the books that will really help anybody on any level. Some of them are definitely geared more towards beginners, especially like Psychic Abilities for Beginners. The Little Book of Psychic Development really can work for beginners. It's a little basic for advanced people, although it does have some good exercises and some great anecdotes in it as well. But the new book that I'm working on, Psychic Abilities Beyond Beginners, really kind of takes it deeper. And what I found is, you know, when I talked with my publisher about writing this new book, she essentially said, you know, we really would love for you to write this book. What do you think? And I said, well, this is kind of what I think. I think Psychic Abilities Beyond Beginners is really just taking psychic development deeper. It's not that there's like a magic pill or a magic button that you can press that takes you deeper. There's no, you know, magic exercises that you can do that take you deeper. It's really just a question of going deeper within your already developed skills. And so I think that the Beyond Beginners, even though it's a Beyond Beginners book and it's more, for more advanced people, I think what it's turning out to be is that it can be read and used and utilized by any level. And I think that that's, you know, kind of an important thing to talk about, because people ask me all the time, how did you get to the level you're at? And essentially it's just by going deeper. You know, once you start to develop things, once you start to understand that you're developing your different psychic senses, you can take them to a more in-depth level. And I think that that really truly is what becoming an expert or becoming a practitioner is all about, is that you just take it to that deeper level and you trust that you're able to do that. You trust that you're at that space or at that place in your development that you can go deeper and you can be accurate and you can, you know, be kind of one with the universe and one with your psychic gifts. What do you think about that, David?
Well, I think that that makes perfect sense to me. I believe that everybody has psychic potential and that it can manifest in different ways. We all have our own unique gifts that we bring to this life. And for a lot of people, I think it's very hard for them to get in touch with their intuitive side because they're so stuck in their heads. And I agree with you with what you were saying about how important meditation is. Whatever form works for you as a means to open yourself up to your inner self. And so I think it's a very important practice. And I'd like to talk a little bit about your own journey. I think that might be of interest to listeners on the podcast.
Sure. You know, I tell people all the time, they ask me if I had something tragic happen, if I was struck by lightning, if, you know, if I had a traumatic near-death experience or a traumatic event. And often, you know, they have also asked me if I had some type of abuse in my history, because that can trigger psychic abilities as well, believe it or not. But I was lucky. I didn't have any negative things happen to me to kind of help me along my journey. What I did have was kind of unusual and was unexpected for me. When I was younger, much younger, I used to read people, and I thought that that was normal. So reading people to me just meant kind of reading their energies. And I could feel, you know, when they were a good person, when they were a bad person. I could feel when they were manipulative, or trying to manipulate me or somebody else. I could tell whether they were kind of dark or whether they were a light person. Now, like I said, I always did that when I was younger, never thought twice about it, always thought everybody did it. So then as I got older, about 20 years ago, a little under 20 years ago, my sister was headed out, and I was watching her son, and she was going to actually have a reading with somebody. And I said, you know, check her out, and if you like her, let me know, and I'll, you know, make an appointment for me, and I'll go to see her after. And during the time that she was gone, which was really only about an hour and a half, standing in my dining room, and I felt like somebody hit me over the head, literally, and I heard the words, "You need to do this work now." And I kind of looked around, and I was like, what?
Uh-huh.
What was that? And, you know, I looked for my nephew, and I said, what the heck was that? Was that you? And, you know, he was nowhere around. And I kind of took a step back. And even though that's all they said, they didn't say you need to become a professional psychic. They didn't say you need to start studying. They didn't say any of that. They just said, you need to do this work now. And I immediately knew exactly what they were talking about. And at the time, I had just quit my job as the controller of a company. I used to be an accountant, and I was the controller of a company. And I had quit my job and opened a children's consignment store, believe it or not. And I said, wait a second. Like, I just opened a store. I'm not about to hang out a shingle that says psychic. There's no way. You know, there's so many people out there that try and do this that aren't really good at what they do, and they're not doing it for the right reasons. And I said, I don't want to be one of those people, and I don't want to do this. And it didn't matter. When my sister came back, she said, you know, she was really good. I booked you an appointment for tomorrow. And I said, great. I said, you're not going to believe what just happened. And I told her. And then she said, well, it kind of makes sense. You know, you're pretty psychic. You're pretty intuitive. And I never thought of myself that way. I just, like I said, I always read people. So I never thought that it was a big deal. So the next day I went and I had a reading. And I had been feeling, even before this happened, I had been feeling like I was on the edge of something big. I just didn't know what it was. And I thought, you know, maybe it was connected to my store that I just opened. Maybe it was connected to my brand new baby. You know, maybe it had something to do with that stuff. But I just kept feeling that I was on the edge of something that I was about to dive into, and it was very exciting, and it was going to be new. And I didn't put the two things together. And when I went to the session, one of the first things she said was, she looked at me and she said, you're on the edge of something huge. And I said, oh, what is it? And she said, you're about to be like a professional psychic. And I said, you're crazy. But then I told her what had happened. And I said, you know, it's amazing, but I truly believe that this is about to happen. And so being the logical, rational person that I was, the accountant in me, and I'm pretty much a left-right-brained person, very balanced, I said, you know, I can't just hang up a shingle, like I said. I can't just start offering psychic readings. I don't know what the heck I'm doing. So I set out to learn everything I could about it, and I started taking a lot of classes with professional psychics and healers and, you know, became certified in many different modalities. And I realized that I was pretty good at this, and it just kind of came natural, and that I loved doing it. And a couple years later, I kind of sold my store and opened up shop. And during that time that I was developing, I started offering free readings. And so I offered free readings for a couple of years until I really felt confident that I could do this for people and that I could do it and not feel guilty about charging them money for it and not feel like I wasn't doing it in their best interest. And after that couple of years, like I said, of offering the free readings and just constantly studying and learning and taking classes, I kind of dove right in and said, I'm doing this. And I haven't stopped since, and I absolutely love it.
Wow. How long did it take for business to take off for you?
Like I said, I started practicing professionally probably 17, 18 years ago. And I didn't do it full time by any means. So it did take a while for it to really take off, but I didn't really start, you know, trying to actually gain more clients. I was just kind of doing it on the side for a while. But I found that when I want more clients or when I want to manifest more business, I just put it out there and it happens instantly. Like, I instantly will get a blip on my phone or on my computer that, you know, I just received a payment for another email, or I just received an email, I mean a payment for another reading. Or if I just received an email for somebody who wants a reading, or pretty much that I'm able to manifest as much as I can handle at the time. So depending on how busy I am, sometimes I kind of push it away if I'm, you know, at a deadline crunch or if I'm getting ready to go teach somewhere. But other than that, if I, you know, want want the business, it's there. I'm very lucky that way.
Well, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, I wondered if you'd be willing to do a little reading for me.
Sure. That would be great.
I feel like I've been at a crossroads for a while. 13 years ago, it came to me that I needed to write, and I never would have thought that I would have done that in my life. And since then, I've written a couple dozen books. Only a couple have been published, and none have been successful thus far. But I'm just wondering what you pick up as far as crossing into that arena of some success.
Sure. You know, I feel like you are going to be a little more successful. I know you told me that you had just gotten an agent. I feel like you are going to be a little more successful, but I do still feel like it's going to take a while. And I'm actually getting 3 to 5. So to me, 3 to 5 is either 3 to 5 years that it's still going to kind of gain momentum to really
mm-hmm.
start to take off, or it's 3 to 5 books are going to be published, and that's when it's really going to start to take off. Now, I know you said you have a series. So I think
yes.
it might be more geared towards the 3 to 5 books is really going to need to kind of come out for it to really start to take off. So I think that that is a definite direction that you should be looking into, like not just, you know, going for one book in general. But I also feel like you're going to have to do a lot of rewrites. So having said that, doing the rewrites doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Doing the rewrites doesn't mean that they won't like the stories or the premise in the story. But I do think that there's going to be a lot of rewrites necessary. And it's not because they're not good. Like I said, it's just because that's just how it is. You know, when you write a book
yeah.
and you have an agent or you have a publisher, that's just kind of how it is. And so I would be prepared for that and I'd be ready for that because that'll take up a lot of time. And it's going to be, you know, a hurry up and wait situation. Like hurry up, get it done, and then wait.
Yeah.
So, you know, just be prepared for that and be ready for that. And I do think that it's going to take off. I think it's still going to take a little while, like I said. I'm also getting kind of an overlap for you. So I feel like there's something else that you're either going to be writing about or something else that you are already writing about other than
mm-hmm.
what we already talked about. And so I think that there's something more. And you're almost kind of working on the two things at the same time, if that makes sense.
I've actually got 3 things going.
Okay.
I've got nonfiction, and then I've got 2 different fiction series going. And
okay.
I've been heavily involved in rewrites. You mentioned that. The first
yeah.
book, or the book that's been picked up by this agent, was rewritten many, many times. And I've been doing rewrites on the rest of the books in the series. And I recognize, based on this first book that is out there right now, that there will be a lot more rewrites to go. So that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there an A name around you, or an Ann, or an Anna?
There. My mother's name was Ann.
It was.
Yes.
Okay. I feel like Ann is now Ann's passed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like Ann is around you, and I also feel like she's trying to help you. So. I think that you can ask her for help. I'm not sure whether it's with the actual writing or with the selling of the books or the series, but I feel like you can ask her for help because she wants to help you. So I feel like Anne is around you and definitely there for you and there to kind of root you on.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for
yeah.
that. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Well, we do have a couple
You're
of other
welcome.
Callers.
Okay.
Let's go to the area code 404. You're live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Shanithia.
I'm sorry,
Shanithia.
I didn't catch that. Shanithia?
Yes.
Oh, I love the name.
Thank you. I would like to know, like, a general of, like, my love life and my look.
I'm sorry, a general of your love life and your look?
my luck.
Oh, your luck.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Shanithia, it's very nice to meet you tonight.
Thank you. It's nice to meet you guys.
So I have to tell you that I feel like you've had a lot of ups and downs, and I feel like it's been kind of rough. And what I am getting for you, though, is seeing doors, doorways. So to me, doors are about new opportunities coming your way. So you asked about your luck, and you also asked about your love life. I think it's kind of a mix of both. I think there's some new opportunities headed out there for you. And, you know, you're just going to have to kind of decide which direction you want to go and which opportunity you want to pursue. Because I do feel like there's some more opportunities headed your way. But like I said, I feel like it's been kind of, you've been kind of having a hard time lately and kind of up and down a lot. And I'm also feeling like you're, you know, you might be kind of traveling down the wrong road. So you might want to kind of take a peek at what you're doing and where you're going and which direction you're headed. And maybe take a step back and take a breath and think about the different opportunities that are available to you. I also think that you have, what's that?
Do you mean like where I'm living and?
I think it's a little bit of everything. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think you're going to have some opportunities to make some changes. I was just about to say, I feel like there's a change either in residence or in job coming up for you. So be open to that and be ready for that and be aware of that. But I do think that it will bring more opportunity for you if you take that.
Okay.
Okay.
A new job or home?
Yeah, because I do feel like a change is coming. A change, a positive change, if you allow it to happen. I feel like you have some fear holding you back. So allowing it to happen and allowing it to come will really help you.
So are you able to tell me when will this come, like, so I would know?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Would you let me know, like, when will this come? Like, when will this change of event come? Because I've been, like, up and down about the apartment that I stay in, and it's very expensive. It's, like, $725 a month, and I'm just, like, so up and down. Like, should I, you know, would I make my uncle mad, you know, if I relocated into a home that's more cheaper?
Right. Well, I think it's not going to happen immediately, but I am getting 3 to 6 months you're going to start to make that change. So 3 to 6 months, you may be able to start talking to your uncle and tell him, you know, what's going on and the reason that you need to make the change. You know, and it may turn out that he can help you in some way, that you may not have to do it. But like I said, I'm getting 3 to 6 months, so.
Okay. Thank you.
I always tell people, take what I say with a grain of salt. If it doesn't feel right, then, you know, just keep looking out for yourself. But this is, you know, this is what I get for kind of your greatest potential and for good things coming your way. So, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that are out there. Sometimes the fear holds us back from being great and creating the greatness we need in our lives.
Okay.
All right, Shanithia. It was lovely to meet you tonight.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling, Shanithia. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you guys. Goodbye.
Thanks, you too.
All right, we're going to move on to area code 310, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Brittany, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my call, for one. And for two, I've been, oh my gosh, so many amazing things are happening around me. And I've been communicating with my father, who's on the other side. And last night I had this super intense connection where just tears were kind of flowing out of my eyes. And I just wanted to know, like, if you maybe can connect with my dad and see if he had any messages that he'd like to share with me with all that's going on in my life right now.
Brittany, first of all, I tell you that I think that's great that you're connecting with your father. And one of the things that I try and tell people all the time is, no matter what your circumstance, no matter, you know, whether you feel you're psychic or not, You can connect with your loved ones on the other side yourself. You can definitely do that. It sounds like you're doing that, and you're doing it well. So congratulations for that. So the first thing that I get right away is I feel like you are a very kind of a bubbly, outgoing person, and I think that that is taking you through life in a great way. I think that that's really helping you in your position and what you're doing. And I think that, you know, your father is kind of encouraging you on the other side. And I feel like he is kind of right there with you. And the thing that I get the most from him is kudos to you. So I feel like there's just a lot of congratulations and a lot of encouragement for you. And a lot of, like I said, a lot of kudos. Now, what's interesting also is I get, even though you said there's a lot of great things happening, I get that there was a lot of friction before or a lot of kind of chaos. And I feel like this is your time now to kind of shine. So be center stage, be the star.
Yes, this is so very true. You're picking up everything perfect.
I'm so glad, yeah. So, you know, like I said earlier in the show, I'm not sure whether you were there or not. Everything that I get is pretty much from your loved ones and your guides on the other side. So I feel like this is definitely your father helping to come through. And this is kind of weird. I don't know what this means, but all of a sudden I got like a flash of a cowboy. So I don't know whether there's like some cowboy connection.
Well, he loved the movie. He loved Westerns.
Oh, he did? Okay. That's what I was about to say. I don't know what this has to do with Western movies or, you know, whether he was literally a cowboy, but he's showing me cowboys to let you kind of know that it's him.
Okay.
All right. And he's definitely, again, he is definitely rooting you on and sending you love, because I just wrote your name down, and I, not anything against the last callers, but I wrote a big giant heart next to your name. So to me, that's a lot of love coming your way.
Oh, that is so amazing. That's so awesome. Now, I know he's helping me with my career. I just know it. Like, I just know. I just feel so good about how everything is just unfolding. And even in my love, he sent me, well, he was a catalyst for sending me this new love in my life. And what does he have to say about that, like, now that he sees how it's unfolding between the two of us?
Well, you know, it's funny, he's not sending me anything specific, but I'm getting more hearts, more love. So to me, that's, he's, you know, it's kind of his approval, and he's saying, go for it, and great, and, you know, just sending more love. So I think he's feeling it on the other side. He's feeling the good connection for you, and just feeling a lot of that energy, that positive energy coming through.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Please tell him. I'm so happy for you, Brittany.
Oh, thank you. I'm happy.
You're
too.
So welcome. Yeah. Brittany, is there a J name around you?
That's my new love.
Okay. Yeah, so he's talking about him, and he's giving you the thumbs up, so go for
it. What does he have to say?
That's about it. Like I said, he's just giving you the thumbs up, and go for it.
Okay.
That's
approval. Thank you so much. I hate that.
Oh, you're so welcome. Have a great night.
You too. Have a good evening.
Take care, honey. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, we do have a couple of other callers, and then we'll wrap up the show. Area code 831, what is your first name, please?
Hi, David. My name is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi, Karen.
Hi, Melanie. I'm wondering if anybody on the other side, my father and mother, or any relatives or spirit guides, are helping me with my love life, and I sure would like to know if anything is going to develop with this one in particular man that I'm interested in. And he said he loved me, but he doesn't seem to be going anywhere, and I'm wondering what is the delay.
Okay, so the first thing I get is I think that he doesn't love you. I just think that he is kind of immature in his way of showing it. Excuse me. So I don't think that it's about you. I think it's more about him. And it's not that he doesn't love you. I think that he does. I think he feels for you deeply. I think he's just kind of immature in the love department, if
okay.
that makes sense. So like I said, I think that he does, you know, he does care for you. I'm also getting another, either a C or a K, another K sound. Is there either a C or a K sound on the other side? Or is this the man that we're talking about?
No, he's not a C or a K, but a, well, I'm a K, but I'm, my mother's last name starts with a K.
I know you're Karen, but I don't, I'm not sure if it's your mother or not. I don't know. They didn't give it to me strongly. I just heard the K sound. So I'm going to tell you to take it with you. What that means is, it may be that you're just not recognizing who I'm talking about right this moment, and the second you hang up, you say, oh, that's who it was.
Yeah.
But I feel like there's a C or a K name that's trying to come through on the other side, and they're not really giving me any more.
Okay.
I am seeing also something about a fair.
A what?
A fair or a carnival or something. So I'm not sure whether there's a... whether they're trying to say that, you know, there's something more exciting coming up for you, which a fair or a carnival kind of represents to me, is symbolic of for me, that there may be something more exciting coming up for you, or it may be somebody was literally connected to a fair or does like a craft fair. So hold on to that too, because it may be something that's coming up.
Okay, Melanie. But you think he does love me and his feelings for me are deep, but he just doesn't know how to show it or go about it? Is he insecure?
I definitely feel like, you know, he does care about you. But I do think that he is kind of almost like immature in his way of showing it or dealing with it. It's almost like, it's not that he doesn't care and it's not that it doesn't matter, but it's just kind of his way of showing it. He doesn't really put enough effort into it, to be honest.
Right, he doesn't. And is it just because of immaturity or is it lack of interest?
I do think that it would be, you know, it would be in your best interest to continue to look around and see what else is out there. But I don't think, like I said, I don't think that he doesn't care about you. I think that he's just not mature in this relationship at all. So, you know, I wouldn't cut everybody else off. If there's somebody else out there that you're excited about or interested in, I would definitely pursue that.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Melanie. Thank you.
And you're so welcome, Karen. Have a great night. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, David.
Okay. God bless, hon. Okay. We're going to move on to area code 323. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi, guys. I would just love to see who would come through for me tonight. Is that okay?
Sure, we can try. I tell people all the time to be patient with me because I may not bring through the person you're expecting. Okay. Or is there somebody in particular that you're looking for, or do you want me to just go ahead and see who comes through?
You know, can we ask my angels for a message?
Sure, we could do that.
Okay. Because I know they've been active.
Oh, that's good.
Seriously.
That's nice to hear. Okay, so Yvette, one of the things that I'm getting for you is that you're coming to kind of a fork in the road. So you're coming to a time in your life where you're making some changes or making some decisions. And what they're telling me is that you have the wherewithal to make the smart choices and to make the right choices for you. What happens is they're saying that there's actually a bunch of different choices or decisions that are coming up or that you're going through right now. So there's stuff that's going to be either on the horizon or that you're starting to kind of peek into now. And I'm not talking about like huge major stuff all the time. But there are some decisions or some choices that you're going to be making because what I'm seeing symbolically from them is the fork in the road. So to me, like I said, that's about making some choices. And I'm seeing actually quite a few choices. So to me, that's actually a good thing because that gives you options. It gives you the ability to make some positive change in your life, to bring about some positive change.
Yeah, this is the first time I kind of like just decided. I don't know. It's just like I don't think there's. I have some support behind me, energetic support. And I'm also so not as afraid to like ask for what I want and claim like the bigger picture.
That's awesome.
Can we ask about love?
Sure. You know, it seems that love is the common denominator tonight. Everybody's asking about love. So are you asking about love because you're looking to bring somebody into your life?
Yes, someone amazing. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so what I get for you is I'm getting a couple different people before, like, the one, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm feeling there's going to be a couple more people that you're going to kind of go through and have relationships with. Now, I tell everybody, take what I say with a grain of salt. If you fall in love with the next person that comes along, ignore everything I've said, you know, and go ahead and jump in.
Right.
But I feel like there's, you know, you've got a couple different relationships that will kind of lead you to where you need to be.
Okay. Yeah.
And I feel you have connections now, too, so.
I do, but they're not like, no one's jumping and no one's like, I'm pretty cool. I'm just like, universe, show me where to go. I'm not like playing,
yeah.
I don't play with love. You know, I kind of like, I'm pretty level-headed, even though,
yeah.
you know, I do believe in the one and I do believe in all that, but I do believe in also staying grounded.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Like I said, I feel, again, that there's a couple different relationships to go through before you kind of come along and get to the one that's really going to make your heart stop, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or I shouldn't say stop, but make your heart flutter, okay?
Yeah.
You know, other things may flutter, but your heart is going to take a little while.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. I'll take it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Enjoy your night.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling, Yvette. I loved your
energy.
Thank you,
David.
It's great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Take care,
Yvette,
honey.
I just want to say, Yvette, before you hang up, I also want to say that I feel like you have accomplished a lot. You've been through a lot and you've accomplished a lot. So kudos to you for that.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. All right. Again, have a great night.
Thanks.
All righty.
Take care, Yvette. Well, Melanie, is there anything you'd like to say about any of your other books before we wind up tonight?
No, essentially all my books have, you know, information about developing your own intuition. They have exercises to help you get there and to help you have fun with it. I think one of the main things that I try and get across in all of my books also, besides, you know, learning to tap into your own psychic abilities, is if it's not fun, if you're not enjoying it, don't do it. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be dead on and you're going to hit everything right on the head every single time you work or every single time you try and do stuff. It also doesn't mean that it's always going to excite you or it's going to make you feel like a better person every single time you work with it. But if it's overall, if you're not enjoying it, don't do it. It's not worth it and something's off with it. If it frustrates you to try and develop your abilities more than it makes you happy, Take a breath. Take a step back for a little bit. Try and ground yourself a little bit more. And then come back to it. Everybody is born with some intuitive awareness. Everybody has a sense of intuition, regardless of whether you use it or you recognize that you use it every day or not. It's part of our birthright. It's our, you know, kind of our natural sense. It's what the cavemen had to help them, you know, intuit if they were about to get eaten by a, you know, some saber-toothed tiger. And it's kind of carried us through to help us to be able to protect ourselves, to help us to be able to see what's ahead, to help us determine which way to go or who to be with. And a lot of times we don't recognize it for what it is, but we all have a sense of intuition. And if developing that further causes you, you know, strife or causes you to feel badly about yourself, then take a step back and just start meditating for a while instead. Things will start to happen and things will start to come to you. But again, if it's not fun or if you're not enjoying it, take a breath. because it really shouldn't be something that makes you feel bad. It should definitely be something that makes you feel good and that gives you positive energy. Just like the last caller, Yvette, that just called in. She was so full of great positive energy. She was bouncing off the walls. You could feel it. That's how
yes.
it should feel. It should feel exciting, and it should feel happy, and it should make you feel good. So if it doesn't, take a deep breath and start a little bit more meditating. You know, start taking breaths and grounding yourself every day, and then come back to it. But
well,
don't do it
I
unless
think
it feels good.
It seems like that could be said about anything in life. You know, if it doesn't feel good, don't do it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Or come back to
pretty
it
much.
After you've gained a certain amount of perspective about it.
Exactly. Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, don't ever try and develop your intuition or your psychic abilities again. I'm saying, you know, take a breath until it feels good again. Take a breath until it feels right. Because when you feel totally off, nothing's going to work. It's not going to feel right. It's not going to work at all. And then it starts to feel like a job. You don't want it to be a job. Even if it becomes a career for you, you don't want it to be a job. That's not fun.
Right, right. Well, Melanie, thank you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome, David. Thank you for having me again.
Oh, my pleasure. So once again, we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.